listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
My name is Ellen Betts. I live in Stuart, Florida, and for 5 years before I started these products, I was told I needed a pacemaker. 4 months on these wonderful products, I no longer need a pacemaker. My life has truly changed. I was also diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer. It has now been 5 years I have led a normal life, and I am cancer-free. I do not know what my life would be like without these products.
Hi, folks. I'm David Leeds. Welcome to Lifestyles.
What a fantastic story Ellen just shared with us, David. Hi, folks. I'm Eileen Leeds.
What a fantastic testimony. That's a testimony to really what we have here on the Lifestyle Program. You know, Eileen, a lot of times we get going on these stories, and Ellen's is such a fantastic story, and she is really on hold for us because we're going to be bringing her into the Lifestyle Program here in a minute. But a lot of times people, I think, wonder, what is Lifestyles? What is it really about? Well, it's about wellness. Wellness with not only our health, but also our finances, because two of the things that we hear today, and we've been hearing for years, people are praying for two things. They're praying for their health, and they're praying for their finances, or they're maybe praying for a family member that's going through some kind of a downsizing with their finances. What can we find? And Lord, just, you know, show them something. And on the other side, when people are looking for health results and they're praying for something, what could help a person with the fibromyalgia, or in Ellen's case, with heart disease? And then she had later on in life, through a lot of stress, she ended up with some breast cancer, and looking for hope. What's in these products, Eileen?
H-O-P-E.
Really, that's the ingredients. It's so balanced and so unique, and the studies have been done that, you know, we're talking over 20 years a history of a food research science company and manufacturing products that are really changing people's lives. That's the bottom line. And the business opportunity we talk about on the Lifestyle Program, with all of the downsizing going on today, people are concerned about not only this year or this month, they're concerned about 3 to 5 years from now. Where would they be? And that's one of the things we took responsibility on 17 years ago now. And many people like Ellen Betts. Ellen Betts is one of these gals that, and she'll share a little bit of this on the program here today, but she's one of these gals that's really been very successful all of her life. But she told me one time, she goes, David, my heart is bigger than my pocketbook. And that's why I want to help more people, so I can help more people and be able to help more people financially. She says, the more I can help people, the more I can do for charities and things she loves to do. She's just a wonderful person. And, you know, we find most people that are involved with us and involved with this company and listening to the Lifestyle Program, this is good news. It's always uplifting to hear that somebody's feeling better, or somebody's able to, you know, maybe bring a family member home financially. They're helping out, maybe paying for the electric bills, the food, the car payments, or whatever. That's all good things, because these are concerns people have today. And that's why we have the Lifestyle Program, talking about lifestyle, folks. What kind of a lifestyle could you imagine having?
To be able to give back is a feel-good business. And people want, they have hope. They want to have hope that there is something out there that can help them. Mm-hmm. And they want to have hope that it's not going to let them down.
Sure.
And it's through the testimonies, that the validation that this is how the product has helped these people. And that's what I heard 17 right. years ago. I thought, well, if this product is helping people that are already dealing with health issues, what is it mm-hmm. doing for the healthy person? And I want what they have. And we have to recognize today that, you know, we do have choices.
Right.
And food is a big one of those choices that we can change in our lives. Mm-hmm. We are a fast food society. Our bodies are not meant to run on processed foods. And I really believe that that is why people are dealing with the health issues that they're dealing with today, because of all the processing. Right. And why children today are dealing with onset adult diseases. I share this with people because to me it makes sense. I tell people, we are a fast food society. We can't help it. We're going through these drive-throughs, and we're eating more meals off the front seat of our car than we are our dining room tables.
Yeah, repeat that one time.
We are eating more meals off the front seat of our car than we are our dining room tables.
Yeah.
And that is why we're dealing, you know, the obesity in this country,
oh, yeah.
diabetes, cholesterol, that list can just go on and on.
Sure. And we're going to talk more about that. But, you know, we really need to get our number out here, Eileen. We hear so often we don't get it out enough, folks. And you know, we think we do. So we're available at 1-888-871-8734. And that's 1-888-871-8734. Eileen, Ellen Betts is waiting patiently, so why don't you go ahead and introduce her?
Oh, I'd be happy to. I would just want to welcome Ellen to the Lifestyle Program. You know, Ellen, you know, life is a journey. And you've been in our lives now 7.5 years, and I do thank God for that. But share with our listeners where you were in your life, what you were dealing with 7.5 years ago.
I had lost my husband, and I was laying on the sofa for 12 hours a day. Not doing anything, didn't care about cleaning the house, didn't care about anything. And I figured it was just part of the grieving process. And a friend called who had a panic disorder problem. And I could hear something different in her voice. And it was like she was happy. And I said to her that, boy, her doctor must have found the right medicine for her because he was always changing her meds. And she said, no, I found this nutritional product, and I feel great. I said, man, I need some of that stuff. And they had me over for dinner the next night, told me all about it, and made a shake for me, and that's where my journey started. I tell you, Eileen, I wasn't sleeping at night. I wasn't sleeping in the daytime. The doctors had me on lots of meds because of all the quote, aging process problems that I had, and you know, their quote, your mother has them, you got them too. So I wasn't sleeping in the daytime or at nighttime. And I took this product faithfully 2 times a day, enjoyed every bit of it. And on the third morning, I woke up. And I repeat it again, I woke up. I had a night's sleep. I call it my Norman Rockwell morning. I mean, the birds were singing, the sun was shining, and I felt like getting out of bed. I mean, I hadn't experienced that for months. And my day just continued on and on. And that was the beginning of my journey with this product.
Yeah, who would think that a simple shake every day, twice a day, complete, total, balanced nutrition, given our bodies what it needs to be healthy. You know, I share with people want to feel good again. Overall well-being, waking up in the morning, you know, thanking God it's morning.
Certainly is. Yeah. I will never forget that feeling.
But we need to understand that lifestyle changes. And we're seeing this on syndicated TV shows. We're seeing it on syndicated radio shows, that lifestyle changes can change what our parents were handing down to us. And we're going to talk more about that, folks, as we go forward with the Lifestyle Program. But Ellen, you got a journey, and Eileen's going to talk to you more about that right now.
And I also do know, Ellen, for those quick, well, they were quick results that you got taking the product, for that alone, you would have continued. But we didn't realize that you really were dealing with some pretty serious health issues.
Yeah, and you know, Eileen, I actually thought, even though they were some major things I was dealing with, I just thought that was natural way to live as you get older.
Well, Ellen, you know, your mother,
I hadn't told,
yeah, you were saying earlier your mother had heart disease, right?
My mother worked so hard. She retired when she was 65 years old. She went blind 2 weeks after that.
Oh, wow.
She had a stroke 2 years later, and she went to be with the Lord 3 years after that. I mean, that was a progression from 65 to 70. I was facing that, and it was not a pleasant sight. And through this product, I have changed my future. The Lord has brought this to me, and it's changed my future and my outlook on what I have to do in life now. And I enjoy sharing with other people. It is just really wonderful.
So your first results you had was sleeping better at night, and your energy level came up, and that was just in a few days.
That's right.
Yeah.
3 days.
So what was your hurdle? What were you dealing with that you were really concerned with at that point? Let's get into that part of your journey.
Well, I was told 5 years before that I had an electrical problem in my heart. I needed a pacemaker. And, you know, every 6 months I would be tested, and the results were always the same. Let's schedule the pacemaker. There was no cure for it, no solution, no food, no habits, no walks. Nothing could be the answer for this. And I would have no parts of it. 4 months after starting the product and being faithful with my shakes, same doctor, same nuclear stress test, only this time the results were different. My ejection fraction had come up, and the doctor told me that I was no longer a candidate for a pacemaker. How has that changed my life?
Oh.
I mean, think about it. I couldn't climb a flight of stairs without getting sick. And in the summertime, I lived on a farm in a two-story house. Life was very difficult for me. I couldn't climb the flight of steps. Now, I've run several 5K races. I'm very active, and I'm healthy, and I'm not restricted or limited to the conditions that you have when you have a pacemaker.
Well, that's a pretty awesome story, Ellen. And that just goes back, really, to the body's the miracle, Eileen. We don't have any health claims or cures on this lifestyle program or using these tremendous products, these balanced supplements. And that's really what they are, folks. And we'll be talking more about that also. This is a product that feeds the body and lets the body do its own work. You know, God designed our bodies to overcome illness. A good friend of mine, I'm going to get her back on the show, Kathy Anderson, a registered nurse, and she had tremendous results. Her dad had tremendous results. And as a nurse, she still is telling people and patients about it. And she goes, David, the body really was designed to overcome illness, but we have to feed it properly. We have to give it the nutrients it needs to do those things. And isn't that the truth, Ellen? You saw that yourself, you know?
Definitely. Definitely.
Well, you know, God gave us our food as our medicine. And today we're running on processed foods, and our bodies cannot run on processed foods. So, you know, if we can give back our bodies all of the nutrition that our foods were meant to, we got a fighting chance. And, you know, that's why I take this product, because of results like yours, Ellen. I'm on the maintenance and prevention end. But if this product is helping people that are already dealing with health issues, what is it doing for the healthy person?
Well,
so that gets me excited.
Yeah, and you hit on something right now, Eileen, that I want to go back into. You talked about the wellness again. When you said prevention, that's what wellness is about. It's about where you are now, Ellen, where you were 7 years ago, is you were looking for hope. And at this point now, and we're not done with your story, obviously, it became more of a preventative, so you're not going to have to deal with those things. And isn't that why we eat good food? Isn't that why we try to eat good food? Although that most foods in the grocery stores today, you know, they're gas ripened, they're picked green. We have a tough time. It's just what we're dealing with, and we can't run and hide. But we need to add something. So when we're talking about stories on the lifestyle program, like Ellen Betts, now after a few months on the products, not having to have a pacemaker that the doctors were wanting to do for 4 years. Why does this happen? Because the body starts to really react to good, balanced nutrition, which is food in our case. So let's pick it up from there.
Well, my next hurdle was something that they tell us about through life. They talk about stress, and they say stress is a killer. And I was under extreme stress after I lost my husband, a lot of issues going on, and just learning to be a person all on my own. And I experienced what I thought was just a little problem, didn't pay much attention to it. But what had happened was I had a massive heart attack, and I had a blood clot in the main artery from the heart. And I think they call it the widowmaker artery. And I thought it was stress and neuralgia, and I went and would make myself a shake when I got a pain in my face, and the pain would go away, so I would be fine. I was doing a lot of charity work, doing a lot of mission work, things like that. And I was, that's all I was concentrating on. I was enjoying it. And every time I'd get a pain, I would take a shake. There were some days I actually took 10 shakes. I mean, that's how bad it was. I should have been in an emergency room, but probably didn't have the sense to do it. And finally, I went to the doctor for just a normal checkup, and he did a cardiogram on me and sent me for a stress test the next day. And here I had a blocked artery, and they put me in. They did a catheterization, put a stent in there, and doctor told me it was a freak accident that it happened, but, you know, the stress and the blood pressure ruptured the plaque that was left on the artery, and it just made a blood clot there. But he said the Lord must have something for me to do because he drilled a little hole in that blood clot. And I wanted to know, okay, how big was the hole? He told me it was 0/400ths, and I said, well, how big is that? He said the thickness of a cat's whisker. Now, can you imagine? One little piece of plaque would have closed that artery off totally. So I thank the Lord because I have totally recovered from the heart attack. The doctor told me there was no damage done to my heart. And I spend every day looking for someone to pass the blessing forward to.
Well, I'll tell you, Alan, I was just listening to your story and with such passion. And you, as you said, if just one, you know, God's not through with you yet, that's for sure. And that, you know, you're just helping so many other people. But, and then I know you had, another bump in the road happened your way. But you know what? I really believe too, that we can set our bodies up to win. You know, if we can be as healthy as we can,
because
we never know what's going to come our way.
Yeah.
But I take this product because I'm banking on a quality of life. So share with our listeners, what your next journey was.
Okay, well, Eileen, I believe the Lord has walked with me hand in hand through this whole thing. Because when I had the issue with the heart, I was taking lots and lots of the product. And after they put the stent in, I wanted to go back to normal life. I go to the gym 3 times a week. I wanted to resume. I wanted to go back to running 5K races, and I really pestered the heart doctor to let me go to cardiac rehab so that I could get back to a normal life. I did not want to be a, quote, sick person. So he finally agreed, and I went to cardiac rehab. I was in there 3 days, and I thought I had pulled a muscle because a lump came up under my right breast the size of a large lemon, and it was painful. And I thought it was a blood clot. I was panicking. It was going to go to my lung and my brain, and I'd have a stroke like my mother. And here, it was stage 3 metastatic breast cancer. I mean, you could have knocked me over with a feather. I had no prior information that there was anything in my history that would lead to this. And I still blame it on stress. And I wanted the tumor out. And the doctor told me he couldn't touch it. It was growing too fast. I wanted to control this and get rid of it naturally. And I said to him, either the Lord is going to take it and he's going to heal me, he'll carry me through, or he takes me home. I win no matter what. We agreed on reverse hormonal therapy. I took a tiny little pill to get the estrogen out of my body, and I took that tiny pill in the morning. I flooded my body with this wonderful product. I listened to people who had walked the walk before, and they said, just flood your body with this product and keep believing the Lord is going to heal you. And that's exactly what happened. My friends just bathed me in prayer, and 14 months later, the tumor that was the size of a large lemon was now the size of a dried-up raisin. The doctor actually could not find it when he was examining me. He had to use the ultrasound to find the markers. They took it out. They only took a 1.5-centimeter circle out and got clear perimeters. It was not in my lymph nodes. And I'll tell you, I am just so blessed because I was at that doctor just 2 weeks ago. And he told me, Ellen, congratulations. And I said to him, what for? He says, you are now 5 years cancer free. And I said to him, are you sure? And he told me today, and he said, yes. I said, because I've lived a normal life. I haven't been a sick person. I haven't been disabled because of the medicines and things like that. I've been getting healthier and healthier as the days and the years went by. And I'll tell you, I just love the product. I love the people that have helped me through and prayed for me. And I'll just never stop taking it. I love to
more people.
And that's what people are looking for, Eileen, is hope. And that's why we have the lifestyle program. And that's why, Ellen, that you were able to meet several people around the country that had been through what you had been through. And it gives you hope. If they've gotten those kinds of results, why shouldn't you, if you do the things that you're supposed to do, which you did? You made a complete turnaround on a lot of things. And that's what you have to do to get things. And that's what's talking about wellness, Eileen. You know, I'm not going to slam any of the fast food restaurants or anything like that. You and I eat at restaurants, Ellen and I, the three of us have gone out, but we take our product, we take our shakes very, very seriously and on purpose. We do it on purpose because prevention is huge. And, for us, 17 years doing this, so we would never be, without it for sure. And I know you feel the same way, Ellen. You know, we're running close on time here, Eileen, and there was a couple of things that I know you wanted to ask Ellen.
Well,
through this whole process.
Right. And you know, Ellen, I know you were retired at the time that we met you 7 years ago, and you were not looking for a business because you were retired. But what did you see this product-driven business do, allow you to do?
I didn't need a business, but I saw the business model. It was sound. It was honest. It was reputable. But I saw, you know, I was doing a lot of charity work, and the more charity work you do, the more you see. It's like the need is there. And I actually saw this business as an end to being able to share with more and more people the help that they needed in whatever realm it was. So I dedicated my business to that.
Income reflects on how many people we've helped. So, you know, and other people do need they're looking for financial aid for their families. You know, if there's something they can do out there to generate more of an income, why not? Around a product that's changing people's lives. But, you know, I love about this business too, Ellen, is that we do impact people's lives. We're there to help people with their health. We're there to help them with their finances. And I truly believe this product will never let you down if you're faithful to it. So if you were to pick one person all these years of, just sharing, that's all we do. We're the messenger. We're not the salesperson. But just sharing with, your customers or people that have joined you in the business, what story kind of pops into your head right away of who you were able to help?
Well, I think the one that has affected me the most is a friend who has an unusual type of MS. And she's a young woman. She's a mother and a grandmother, but a young-minded one. And she had, when I first met her, she had been wheelchair-bound for over 4 years. And, you know, I didn't know that much about the difficulties of people in wheelchairs that they have. And I found that they have problems with their bowels and their bladder, things like that. Either they're incontinent or they can't even tell when they need to use the restroom. And that was the issue that one of the issues that she was dealing with. And after being on the product for just a short period of time, she called me up, and she was so excited because she could now tend to herself. And when she went to her doctor was just thrilled because he said the bowel problem is one of the biggest problems that wheelchair-bound people have. You know, and she has progressed to the point where, you know, before you couldn't even transport her from the wheelchair to a car without just sliding or on a board. She now can stand at her countertop, holding on, of course, and she can reach up to get things out. She can take a couple steps where she couldn't do anything. Now, she does a lot of physical therapy, but she had been at a plateau, and the product is what she needed to move forward. So, I mean, that's just one person of many, many people.
I don't really.
And that's the blessings. You know, we get blessed by sharing and helping other people reach their goals, whether it be in their health or in their business.
I love that part. And I love that part because, you know, that puts our thinking caps on for thinking of other people that we can share hope with. And I certainly do. Thank you, Ellen, for, you know, coming on with us today and sharing hope with our listeners.
Let me just say one thing. You know, when you go through a life-threatening illness, it's a blessing in disguise, because you appreciate every day. You know, like they say, the sun, the flowers are brighter, the grass is greener. Well, when I wake up in the morning, I thank the Lord that I had a night's sleep, that I woke up in the morning, that all my parts are moving. And my next thought is, Lord, who can I help today? And that's the way I live my life, and I thank Him for it every day.
Well, as I shared with our listeners, I really felt they were going to be blessed today, and I do believe that.
What an awesome testimony, Eileen. You know, in the beginning of the program, Ellen had an awesome testimony with her health and the breast cancer she dealt with and needing a pacemaker. And, you know, you think about that, and, oh, my gosh, it's so strong to hear how a person just can overcome and then want to do more for other people, adding value to people every day. And she was saying something at the end of the program, how valuable life really is and how we can actually do so much for others. This gal she was just talking about at the end of the program. And how she was saying how the flowers, the trees, when you have a life-changing experience, there's so many things that we take for granted. And we thank God, we should be thanking God every day for that experience that we have. And adding value to other people, like she was saying and like I was just saying, that is gratifying, to be able to do something for other people and not even question that. And really, that's what the Lifestyle Program is about, adding value to people with not only their health, but also with their finances. So many people are up against the wall with health issues and finances. So,
and,
you know,
and that's
what
where,
it's about.
And it is, David. And that's where we can bring hope into people's lives and, you know, to look at the positive. Don't concentrate on the negative. And, you know, and I thank God every day for all the blessings that He has shared with us. So count your blessings and be a blessing to others. For more information, we can be reached at 1-888-871-8734. That's 1-888-871-8734. Till next time, God bless.
Bookkeeper by trade, and I have struggled most of my adult life with very severe digestive disorders, and I tell you, my lifestyle was not so great, because I spent way too much time in the bathroom, many foods I could not eat, and I was just extremely tired all the time. And when it got really bad and would not quit, that's when the doctors decided to do surgery and go in and take out a section of the small intestines. And when they did that, that's when I was introduced to these awesome products. 2 months on the products, I could start telling the difference. It did take me 8 months, but I'll tell you what, 8 months is a short time in a lifetime. In 8 months, I was absolutely, totally symptom-free of Crohn's disease. I was off every medication, my prednisone, everything. I could eat absolutely any food. The bathroom was not an issue. I got off of my B12 shot that they told me I was going to have to stay on every month for the rest of my life. I'll tell you what, I had my life back. But, you know, besides just the Crohn's disease, I also got free of my migraine headaches, and my allergies are 95% better. You could never, never, never find me without these products.
Welcome to Lifestyles. Today, you're going to hear how you can feel better, increase your income, and have more time to enjoy it. Your hosts for this edition of Lifestyles are David and Eileen Leeds.
Eileen, what a fantastic story with Joyce here at the beginning of the program. I'll tell you, it's amazing these stories we hear.
Well, you know, Dave, Joyce Lutz, she is such a fine person. And we actually met her through her sister that got her introduced to these products. And I'll tell you what, I just love her. And she has helped so many people. And, you know, and I know our listeners right now, they want me to get our number out there. And we can be reached at 1-888-871-8734. That is 1-888-871-8734.
Joyce is exciting. And, you know, when you hear really what she was dealing with prior to these products, that was pretty incredible story, Eileen. Crohn's disease, which you and I had never heard of.
We did not.
No, 12 years ago, that was something, folks, we've never heard of Crohn's. And many other things that you'll hear on the Lifestyle Program that people deal with every day. And really what this is hope.
Well, it is hope, Dave. You know, and here Joyce Lutz has got a terrible autoimmune disease. We, getting on the products now for 12 years, it was for maintenance and prevention. When I heard I could get all my nutrition in a drink, no pills to swallow, that was good. I could do this. But it was really hearing stories like Joyce's and so many that we have on our program that, you know, I take this product very seriously because I guess the best results I'll ever get are going to be things I may never have to deal with. And what a statement that is.
Oh, so many times people have said, you know, what is in there? What is in that? And you know what? It is H-O-P-E. That's the ingredients. It's pretty amazing. Patented formulations. This is an incredible, incredible product, folks. It's serious. When you hear stories like Joyce's and many other people on the Lifestyle Program, you know, you just don't know where people are. And, you know, one of the things we're going to hear today is how Joyce was introduced. She is in Des Moines. She's out in Des Moines, and her sister lived in another state. And simply because of results she had heard, she thought, what if this could help my sister? And we're going to hear more in depth on that here today.
Right.
But for you and I, Eileen, it was simplicity, as you had said. You know, we were on the other side of the spectrum. Joyce was needing something for her health. We wanted to maintain good health. And that's where we need to be as a society today, is be on that proactive side where, look, let's do something today. I saw an infomercial here a week or so ago, and they were talking about different things, drugs and so forth, and why not take something that you know is good for you? It was a quick infomercial, one of these 15-second things or whatever on a morning news. And I thought, my goodness, you know, people need to really start eating better. Choices of food. You never go in a supermarket and see two tomatoes for one. You see two
ice creams,
two pints or whatever of ice cream for one, or two bags of Twinkies for the price of, or four for one.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, we actually would like to do is just educate people on how to make it simple, how to make life simple. And that's what we do.
Right. No claims or cures, but why not set yourself up to win? Do the best you can. A quality of life. That's what I'm banking on. Dave, you know, we're going to hear more from Joyce Lutz, but I do need to get our number out there one more time for our listeners. And that is 1-888-871-8734. Again, that is 1-888-871-8734.
Eileen, why don't we just talk to Joyce and see what's going on with her. It's a great opportunity to bring her to the people here today.
Let's kind of share with our listeners, you know, what your quality of life, where it was going.
Well, I'll tell you, I was really struggling. I had so much digestive issues. I was just extremely extremely tired all the time. And part of that came because I spent an awful lot of time in the bathroom. So my body was just drained. And the only way I made it through my days was the last job I had for 20 years was 1 mile from my home. And for many of those last years, I got on, I would come home on my lunch hour, and I would sleep for an hour and go back. Otherwise, I could not have made it. I struggled with those digestive disorders for, 30 years. And that's what the doctor said. He says, you've been dealing with this for 30 years when he got in there and did surgery. And he did surgery after it just got so bad it would not quit. And so they went in and took out a section of my small intestines. And when they did that, that's when they verified that I did have Crohn's disease. And that's when he said, oh, my goodness. He said, you've been struggling for 30 years, haven't you? And I said, absolutely.
Hmm.
And...
Well, Joyce, you started these products. Did you start them about the time that this all happened?
Oh, no, I had...
You had symptoms for 30 years, but when they were going to... They knew they were going to have to do surgery because they did a test and realized you had Crohn's, right? You were diagnosed with Crohn's.
Yes, I was.
Okay. And when that diagnosis came about, 20 to 30 years have already passed.
That's right. And wow. Then another 5 years passed, and I had another colonoscopy and found out the Crohn's had all came back.
Okay. So you had one operation, the testing. When you had the test done, they discovered you had the Crohn's, and then 5 years passed from that operation. What'd they do? What kind of an operation is that for Crohn's?
Well, they go in and they take out, mine was in the small intestines, and they just go in and take out a section of the small intestines.
Mm-hmm.
And the section they took out on me also disrupted my B12.
Mm-hmm.
And so they put me on a B12 shot, too, that I was going to have to take for the rest of my life. And I really mm-hmm. needed that B12 shot. I would get so tired without
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Now, okay, they took a section of Crohn's. What, just define in maybe a minute here, what is Crohn's?
Well, Crohn's is a disease in the intestines. A lot of your reaction will be very similar to irritable bowel, where we spend way too much time in the bathroom, and it affects so many, many foods we eat. But it is a disease, and it's a very serious disease. And they hesitate to do surgery because it's scattered throughout our whole intestinal system, and part of it's active and part of it isn't. So yeah, it's a very serious thing to have.
Well, I've heard people say that it's like an infection in your colon. Is that correct?
It could be like that, an infection, and like ulcer.
Ulcer.
When you're large, it reacts a lot like ulcers. And
uh-huh.
Yeah, it's just it's a very uncomfortable. I mean, it makes you very uncomfortable to live with.
What kind of treatment would they suggest? I mean, in your case, say when they diagnosed you, they needed to do surgery because it had gotten that far. But what treatment? What would you do? Well, for instance, you had the surgery. They removed a section. Okay, from that time, you took B12 because your energy was down. But what was the treatment that you were going through, or therapy, or whatever you had to change in your diet? What did you have to do?
Well,
or not do, let's say.
Prior to the surgery, they had me on prednisone. They had me on several of these really powerful these different kind of steroids.
Mm-hmm.
And
they're just doing what they can do.
You know,
I respect doctors 100%. And I've said this many times on the lifestyle program, Joyce, that we need to take control of our health. And so they did what they could do by helping you with the medications available for, I've heard that Crohn's is a disease that there is really no cure for. Is that correct?
Oh, this is true. And there are many, many deaths because mm-hmm. of Crohn's.
Mm-hmm. So there really isn't any hope. I guess really the word is hope.
That's
on.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So after surgery, did you change your diet? What did you add or not do?
Well, I tried to, but it just didn't seem to make a whole lot of difference.
Uh-huh.
And they put me back on the prednisone, and I was on it. And
Now, okay, I'm going to interrupt you again because I don't know. I want to find out. Here's what I'm looking for.
Okay.
Fiber. Now, here's a gal yourself that spent a lot of time in the bathroom, and if you mention fiber to a Crohn's or irritable bowel person, they kind of like back up. They don't want any more fiber because they're spending too much time in the bathroom now. Does that make sense to you?
That is absolutely true.
And this, I read an article back, oh gosh, 8 years ago. There was a Health Watch type article in the newspaper, local newspaper, in our community where a doctor wrote in, people asked questions, and there was a question on Crohn's one time. And he answered it by saying, one of the things Crohn's patients need really is fiber, but they have a hard time tolerating it. So, you know, I'm kind of relating to where you were. So you didn't really probably have a high fiber diet because you couldn't.
That is absolutely right.
Okay. So that was something that you needed, now you know.
Yeah.
But it's an area that the doctors recommend you try to get a high fiber diet, or they just didn't go there because they knew better.
No, they never suggested that.
Mm-hmm.
And probably, yeah.
Because of
couldn't tolerate it.
Yeah, you can't tolerate it. Mm-hmm. Okay. So 5 years go on. This is flaring up again on you, and what are you doing? You're up against the wall. What happened at that point when the doctor said did they say you might have to have more surgery?
They didn't at that point yet, but we obviously knew that was what was coming down the pike. When they got in there and found out all the Crohn's was back,
what did they do, a colonoscopy?
Yeah, they did a colonoscopy. And there was the Crohn's was not only in the small that time, it was in the large.
Mm.
And
oh,
I'll
wow.
tell you, I just panicked because we knew what was going to happen. I knew other Crohn's people that all they can do is just keep cutting out parts. They let you suffer until it got too bad, and then you would take out another section.
That's all they can do. Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, bless their hearts. I'll tell you, I've got a lot of friends of mine that are doctors, and they do what they can do. You know, it's God bless them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now you get this diagnosis that, hey, we got a problem. It's not only in the small, but it's in the large, and you panic. What are you doing now?
Well, it was just about that time that my sister in Florida called me, and she said, I just got started on these awesome products that you have got to try for your Crohn's. So I got on it, and fortunately, I was very, very faithful. I am so glad I was, because I took those products every day just like I was told to do, and in 2 months, I could start to tell a difference. And then I started having good days, bad days. Matter of fact, the first thing that happened for me at about 2 months was I had one whole complete day from the time I got up in the morning till the time I went to bed at night that I did not run to the bathroom with diarrhea. And I'll tell you, that sounds a little strange, but that is the first time in probably 6-7 years that I had a day like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started having good days, bad days. It was only a few days later when I had 2 good days in a row. And then pretty soon 3, the good days started coming a little more often, and so that just eliminated some bad days. And I fluctuated with good days, bad days for 8 months. But at 8 months, I rolled over the top, and I was absolutely, totally symptom-free of Crohn's. I was off every bit of my medication, the prednisone, everything. And I know this is hard for Crohn's people to believe, but I'll tell you what, I could eat any food I wanted. And that B12 shot that they put me on after my first surgery, 2 months on these products, I did not need that anymore.
How did you know? Your energy, you weren't being tired as much? Is that what happened?
Well, what happened was, at about 2 months, I was feeling better. And I thought, you know what, I wonder if I really need this shot. And so I asked the doctor, and he said, no, that was okay. Just not take it. You can always come in and get it if you need it. So that's what I did. And it was 4 months down the road when all of a sudden it dawned on me that I had not taken a B12 shot.
Mm.
So
now,
then I went in and was tested, and I was way high.
Right. And I am so glad that you did bring to the listeners that it was through your doctor. This is something that, you know, we don't take this product and get off medication. It's, you know, the body's got to build. We've got to make, you know, give the body what it needs to rebuild and repair itself. And through you and the doctor recognizing.
This is food.
This is food.
The doctor didn't recognize it, I know, Joyce, because they always look at you like you got four eyes, you know. Now, okay, let's move along. Have you been tested again? Have you gone in to be checked over a period of time for the Crohn's again?
Yes. I have been on these products 7 years.
Okay.
And when I had been symptom-free for 5 years, I went in and had another colonoscopy. And that was a very difficult day for my doctor, because he said, you know what's happening here. He could not find the Crohn's that I had 5 years before.
Amen.
And he said, this is medically impossible. He said, this cannot happen.
Miracles happen, you know.
It was an excellent day for me. I was thrilled. But he did tell me as I went out the door, he said, well, it's working for you, so hang in there.
And boy, that's what we hear a lot. Or I'm happy to tell you that, you know, your symptoms don't seem to be there. Or you're the diagnosis, you know, whatever it is. So it's all good news. That's great.
Getting back that quality of life that you thought you lost and would never see again.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, 7 years on the products. Now, way back, let's go back 7 years or 5, 6 years, whatever the case may be, or however many months that you were taking the product. When was it you decided to share this hope with other people? How long were you on the products at that point?
We were on the product probably about 3-4 months when, I mean, it was pretty obvious what was happening to me. And we were like, wow, we need to get out and share this product with others. And then that's when we decided to, we had actually came in at the highest profit level at the first month, though, because we knew we were seeing enough things in that first month that we knew we were going to stay on these products.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, now let's talk about that. You knew because of what had happened to you. Now you understand, you know, this company's 20 years old, Food Research Science Company, but you understand these products work. Still today, we have a lot of people say, well, if they work for me, and we know that they work for everyone because it's food for the body. You know, common sense is, Joyce, if we stop eating, we're going to die. If we keep constantly putting junk food in our body, we're going to also become ill and not be well. So the common sense thing is for what we have here is it's food, it's balanced, it works, and through testimonies like yours. But you've gone on to help some other people. You know, one of the first people that I met not long ago was Steve Eli. And I often think about Steve because, you know, you want to share a little bit about what happened to him. Were they a couple of your first people that you helped?
They were one of the very first, yes. And I'll tell you, it is thrilling because Steve Eli had ankylosing spondylitis. Now, I didn't even know what that big word meant.
Right.
But it's a arthritis that is in the back, and there again, it acts like a disease. I mean, I'm not sure if they classify it that or not, but it is arthritis in the back, and your back fuses, and we've all seen many people that are humped way over, and their back is fused in that position, and they cannot stand up straight. And when I introduced the products to them, I introduced them to them for basically for Steve's wife, Marcia, because she was struggling with severe stress in her neck and in her back, and her quality of life was just zapped. I mean, she was spending more time sleeping than she was doing anything else. And so when they got on the products, he actually seen the bigger results quicker because he was, I don't know, I think it was about 3 months into the product that he said to Marcia, I can feel something happening in my back. He said, it feels like the fusion's coming out. These products are good, but I can't imagine them taking fusion out of somebody's back. And, you know, that is something that I found out since. No, these products aren't good enough to do that, but I'll tell you, good nutrition is, and the body can do that. And what we watched with Steve was as each month went by, he started straightening up more and more and more. And within a year, his back was almost straight. Now, his head was tipped too, and that got way better, but then he fell off a stepladder and broke his neck, and so that really did a number on that. And so he's still in the process of getting that neck back up to where it was. But his back is basically straight. And by this time, after a year or so, Marcia is seeing humongous results with her back and neck, too. So she's getting her life back. And I'll tell you what, you talk about something that makes you feel really, really good. It's when you look at a couple like that and know what you've done for their quality of life.
You've helped them. See, and a lot of times, we talk about, we're not in sales. We're in offering hope here. And so when you went to Marcia and Steve, it wasn't about selling them a product. It was about helping them because you could see they had some difficulties. The beauty of what we have is we have an incredible product that's balanced. The body responds in a positive way, which you saw with Steve and Marcia. So, you know, that is just amazing, Joyce. Any other particular stories, people that maybe you've helped? Because you've built a business with this. You know, you and John, I'm just going to bring it quick because we're running close on time.
Okay.
You've been able to retire. But I wouldn't say retire because you have a whole new life with this company and with what you're doing as a distributor. But John was able to come home from driving truck. You came home as a bookkeeper. And that was 5 years ago, 7 years on the products. Now this has all changed for you. Added an extra, $2,000 to $3,000 to your retirement per month?
Yes, right.
How do you do that? You know, you got to do it through products at work, through a business opportunity. That's great. But any particular story, just because we have about a minute here?
Well, it's hard to tell it in a minute, so I'm going to just brief it.
You got 2 minutes, how's that?
Okay. We do have our son because of these products. He fell 34 feet, landed on his head, broke every bone in his face, twisted his leg up, and they first figured they'd have to amputate his leg because they figured there would be an infection. That would be so great because it was very, very dirty and packed full of gunk. But the long and the short of that is the minute that boy could swallow, I was down at that hospital pouring shakes down him 3 times a day, and he ended up with not one infection in his leg. Now, the next major hurdle was they knew there was brain damage. He was 41 years old, and his head took one terrible whack. But I sat in on his brain evaluations. The first one was terrible. 2 days later, the nurses about fell off their chair because he was somewhat better. 10 days later, his evaluation was almost normal. And I'll tell you what, we've got our boy today that is a single dad raising 3 kids, and he is doing this on his own and doing just fine. I'll tell you what, I just thank the Lord, and I thank these products for giving him the nutrition that he needed for his body to get well.
Well, that's a pretty awesome story. Joyce, we appreciate you sharing hope with the listeners here today, and we hope to have you on again on the Lifestyle Program. Thank you.
Thank you, David.
Wow. What a great story that Joyce shared with our listeners, Dave. So much hope. I know I need to share our number right now, and that is 1-888-871-8734. We're available at 1-888-871-8734. You know, Dave, for Joyce to get so much hope from her sister 7 years ago and to kind of think of how that kind of worked, that, you know, she got introduced to this product, got her health back through her son having this terrible accident, was able to know through stories that he needed to get this product just right away to build up his system and to be able to give those 3 children back their dad.
Yeah.
And that's what it's about. We never know how many lives we're going to be able to touch through just sharing good news with people.
You know, you really have to think about, folks, what Eileen just said. It's pretty amazing. When I started thinking how this has impacted her entire family, what if she hadn't known? What if she hadn't known about these products? What if her sister hadn't called her? Where would her son be today? Where would Joyce be today? And that's passing it forward. It's a moral obligation, I believe, to share hope and good things with people because they need to know.
Right. Things of the heart. That's what we love to share with people. And, you know, if you believe in something, you just really need to share that with the people that you care about, the people you love.
And, you know, Joyce and John, they had, well, not only did they have a help need, but they also had a financial need. John was driving a truck, and he needed to get out of that truck. And Joyce was working as an accountant, very stressful. And, you know, the year that she actually was able to replace her income as an accountant, where her income went, you know, over $2,000 a month, at that point is right about that time when that company actually was downsizing and closed their doors. And look at today where they are. How do you do that? How can you replace or double your retirement, really? Social Security retirement isn't a lot today. How do you add an extra $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 or more to your monthly income when you're at the retirement age? It's very difficult today, Eileen, and that's the other hope that we offer for people through this opportunity that goes along with these great products. You know, for people that will understand what I'm saying, there's a three-legged stool, and that's a company, that's a product, and that's an opportunity. And we have a three-legged stool with this company, and they all work together.
They do work.
Which is incredible.
It is amazing, David. And you know, in the times that we're dealing with today, families are excited to know there's an additional income that they can do working out of their home.
My gosh, yes. With the bondage that's going on today, with the scare of downsizing all across the country, that's light at the end of the tunnel. And we're going to talk more about that, how this opportunity helps people through hard time. Until next time, folks, God bless.
You can begin changing your life and the lives of your family and friends today. David and Eileen Leeds can help. They're available at 1-888-871-8734. That's a toll-free call to 888-871-8734. Be with us again next time for more lifestyle stories on Lifestyles.